One. Last week, the best-known living Czech author Milan Kundera was awarded the State Prize for Literature. The award sparked plenty of debate about the 78-year-old writer, who's lived in France since the 1970s and rarely returns to his homeland. He wasn't present to collect the award, citing ill health. It was given for the Czech edition of The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which was published in French in 1984, but not published in Czech, officially, until last year. Kundera's three most recent novels, published in French and translated into English, are still unavailable in his native tongue. All that has led to some to accuse him of turning his back on his country. But is that fair? I discussed the matter recently with literary critic and Bravo journalist Michal Prokaska, and I began by asking him whether we could still consider Kundera a Czech writer.
His origins are in Czech Republic, in Central Europe, so-called. So it's no question that we can label him as a Czech, or at least originally Czech writer, no matter that he moved not only to a different country, but also to a different language. I think that maybe older generation has more trouble to call him Czech writer still, although I don't see any kind of hesitation of the same kind among young literature critics and young writers.
His agent, I believe, described him as a bilingual writer, not a Czech writer or a French writer. Do we know, and it's very difficult to say because he doesn't give interviews, do we know what he considers himself?
I think we need to go a little bit deeper into the conversation and to mention probably two or three things. First of all, the home, or so-called home, of a writer is always his language he writes in. So from this point of view, he is a French writer, you know, now. He switched actually from Czech to French in 1993 already. And I think the problem is that we don't know in Czech language his newest books, since he doesn't allow any translator to translate them for us. You have to also understand that is someone who wanted to be very universal and who wanted to reach quite a big audience, as his own vision of novel is a very complex mirror of the society. So it's also understandable why he moved from this smaller language to a bigger language, to a bigger culture group. And in the same time, I also would emphasize that is someone who probably came from so-called Central Europe, that doesn't exist anymore, at least in the English language or in the English environment. So-called Central Europe was quite a rich and interesting region, even in the beginning of the 20th century. And the biggest tragedy of the century for Central Europe meant that the Central Europe was divided into the so-called Western Europe and the Eastern Bloc. So I would say that his roots and his origins are coming from a very different world, right, than it's the Czech Republic of our time.
Right. Now, this prize is being given for arguably his most famous work, The Unbearable Lightness of Being. The book was first published in French in 1984. The official Czech version was only published last year. Why did it take 22 years for this book to appear in his homeland?
Well, I think we need to correct one thing here, because to my knowledge, he wrote the book in Czech originally. Then the book was translated to French, since he was living in France in that time. But 1 year later, the book was published in a very famous Czech emigrants publishing house in Toronto.
The 68 publishers.
Yes, exactly. And the book came to Czech Republic, came to Prague even before the end of the ancient regime, and was living also in this environment even after the so-called Velvet Revolution.
So much is made of this love-hate relationship between Milan Kundera and his homeland. Karel Steigerwald wrote in Mlada Fronta Dnes, "Kundera will be despised as long as the Czech planet turns." What explains this level of vitriol and hatred aimed at Kundera by so many Czech people?
I think we would have to return back in the years of 60s. I think in then a writer was considered to be a person with such a responsibility for the nation, especially in the time when Czech Republic entered the 20 years of the occupation of Soviet army and of another wave of a totalitarian communist state. So in that time, a writer was considered someone who should have stayed at home and defend the country and help us to overcome what really was the topic of the day. And there is also a sense of difficult relation to any emigrant who left the country, whether he really left the country because of the money, because of better life, because of silly dreams, whether he was not a traitor to this little country in Central Europe. So there are feelings like that, you know, you can find them easily, especially what I would emphasize is in the older generation. And what is quite ironic about the book that was mentioned during in the connection with the prize, that the unbearable lightness of being, it's a book about leaving. It's a book about leaving not only the country, not only the calling of a person, as is the motive of the central figure, but also leaving a certain burden of your existence. So we have to accept that Kundera chose his way. He also chose his life to live very distant from media and from any kind of status of celebrity, of a famous person. So in my eyes, we should respect that.
But do you think that this difficult, problematic relationship between Kundera and the Czech people is partly his fault as well, and that if he did choose to come and visit this country officially, if he perhaps sped up the process of making his books available in Czech, which he could do if he wanted to, do you think that would improve this relationship?
I can't really judge whether, you know, to what extent is his mistake. I think the country lived in a completely surreal situation of a history in that time, and if that happened, well, if that's a kind of typical Czech expression, if that hadn't happened, you know, we would have been talking very differently. But in my eyes, there are like two important things. The one thing is a sort of complex of a history, and the complex of the country that perceived itself in a kind of bitter, self-indulgent kind of pittiness. And it's important to lighten this burden a little bit and to accept that there was a writer, a genius writer, who wanted and who had to leave the country to search his own freedom. On the other side, it's probably necessary, and we would welcome it enormously, if he allowed his new French books to be translated into Czech language, since we have very trouble, you know, if you don't speak French, if you don't speak English in a perfect way that you can read high literature, you have no, and if you don't want to read those pirates versions, you don't have a chance to read his latest books. So probably he should have been a bit easier about that, and to let a translator, there are wonderful translators in Czech Republic, so to let anyone to translate his works.